Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1001, You're Not Stuck With It, by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Hope you're staying well and safe, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. You're Not Stuck With It, by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. I used to have flat feet. I used to have debilitating neck pain. I used to have functional scoliosis. I used to have TMJ. I used to have a shoulder that ached day in and day out. I used to be told, that's just the way you are. Except now I do not have flat feet. I do not have neck pain. I do not have functional scoliosis. I do not have TMJ. And I do not have an aching shoulder. Because how I am at any given time is not just the way I am. Nearly everything that makes up your body responds to signals. That's the wild thing about being a human. You do stuff, your body responds. You do other stuff, your body responds differently than it did with the first stuff. You may not change your eye color, but you can change nearly everything else. When I first heard the mainstream messages from society that you probably hear too, I was scared and confused. I was scared they were right, like I was being let in on the secret that all adults knew, that your body falls apart and that's all there is to it. And I was confused at how that could be possibly right. If bodies are doing cell turnover till the day we die, how could I be stuck with anything? It runs in the family. That's what I was told for as long as I can remember. About every malady or challenge someone in my family faced, well, it runs in the family. Maybe you have heard this too, about obesity, or diabetes, or flat feet, or dying young. The thing is, while there is a genetic makeup to you that is the result of whoever reproduced to create you, it's far more flexible than scientists and the general public used to think. You're not destined to be just like everyone else in your family just because you share some genes. How you move, how you live, what stressful events happen in your life, and how you respond to them, all of this and more influence you. Every part of you is made up of a collection of cells, and when those cells get ready to turn over and die so that new cells can take their place, they pass along information to those new cells. And when it comes to the collections of cells that make up your joints, your bones, and your various levels of soft tissue, that process is not an untouchable event. 15 years ago, I did not yet grasp just how monumental it was to realize that everything is changeable. All I knew was that I didn't want to stay the way I was, because the way I was felt bad, it felt painful, it felt stressful, and it took up more of my finances, my time, my energy, and my attention than I wanted it to. So I made it my mission to try and change these things about my body that everyone said were permanent. The process of achieving starts before we even begin. It's true that change takes time, which is why you start achieving, or not, your goals before you even begin the work on them. Because if your beliefs and motivations aren't lined up to support you during the long walk on the path of making a change to your physical body, it's much more likely you'll stop doing the work before you get to where you want to go. You've got to believe it's possible for you to change, and even if you don't ever get to whatever goal you have in mind, that what you'll get out of the process of going on that journey is worth it. Let's say your goal is to finally have flexible hips, and you do the work to try and get there. A year into working on this goal, you aren't at whatever image you have in your head that represents flexible hips, and you have only gained 5 or 10 degrees of mobility. Is that to be considered a loss then? Absolutely not. Not only are you more mobile than when you started, but you have also gained valuable lessons for your body, your spirit, and your mind for having gone on the journey in the first place. If you're going to truly become an excellent caretaker of your body, you feel great, you move well, you tap into your true potential, then you're going to be tending to your physical movement and, as importantly, to your thoughts, your mindset, and how you relate to your body as you move it and train it. You just listened to the post titled, "You're Not Stuck With It," by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When Kate was discussing how we can change even our genetics, she was absolutely right. In fact, there's a fancy term that scientists like to use when describing that effect. It's called epigenetics. And just as Kate said, it means we can change our DNA. But you already knew this was possible. How do I know that you know this? Simple. You're listening to this podcast. That tells me that you believe you have some control over your health. You believe that eating a nutritious diet and exercising regularly and managing your stress will help you live a longer, healthier life. What do all those behaviors do to the body? They change your DNA, but in a good way, of course, in a disease-preventing way. By eating nutritious foods, you're protecting your DNA from excessive damage. By exercising, you're changing the way your body stores and releases energy, which is changing your DNA. Look, you already believe in this stuff, so now we just need to make it a habit. And in fact, supposedly, Aristotle once said, "Excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.